This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, g'day, it's Greg Clark here. I'm speaking with Simon Smart. And Simon, you've been out to the movies recently.
I have. I just went to see the new Christopher Nolan film, Inception.
So that's the guy who's the director of Dark Knight and that Batman film with Heath Ledger and actually Memento a few years ago with Guy Pearce. That was interesting.
That's right. Nolan's got this reputation now as a director of really thoughtful and provocative films and also should mention very successful films. I think Inception fits into all those.
And, okay, it's getting pretty good reviews. What did you make of it?
Yeah, well, I went with very few expectations, which I think is a good way to be when you go to a film. And, look, I thought it was very impressive. And I was really taken in by this film. I'm reluctant, although I'm going to do this, I'm reluctant to rave about particular movies so you don't disappoint anyone. But I'd have to say there's a lot to like about the way Nolan's gone about his work in this.
Okay, well, it's got an impressive cast, and it's something to do with dreams and the subconscious. You can tell I haven't seen it yet. You better outline for us all the basic plot.
Yeah, you can talk about the plot without giving too much away. Leonardo DiCaprio plays the lead, whose character's name is Dom Cobb. He's a kind of high-tech criminal who's paid to break into people's subconscious through their dreams and extract corporate secrets. There's an elaborate technique that him and his team use to do this. And the story goes that a powerful businessman wants to hire Cobb to pull off a corporate heist, not by stealing secrets from someone through their dreams, but by planting an idea into the head of this corporate high flyer that's going to bring down the company. That's the idea of Inception. It's planting the idea. And meanwhile, Cobb, DiCaprio's character, is haunted by his own experiences of delving into a world of dreams and the subconscious in really what were his attempts to get away from a very painful aspect of his real life.
Oh, okay, so he's trying to escape his own reality. I've seen the shorts. It looks like it's one for those who are really into special effects.
The special effects are amazing, but it's the concept, the key story idea that carries the film. I'm not especially into special effects, but in this case, they really support the premise of the story beautifully.
Okay, now this is a pretty complex story, I gather. Is it really hard to follow? I've heard people saying it's about dreams within dreams and the strange tricks your subconscious plays on you.
You have to concentrate. It's a film really to go to with friends and, you know, spend a bit of time afterwards with a coffee and debrief session, if you like. And there's some fairly profound elements to this film. As the characters drop in and out of multiple dream levels, see, there are dreams within dreams, and you can never tell whether you're in a dream or not, or you could be in someone else's dream that's not your own. So they
sounds like a usual night for me.
Right, well, the characters, possibly. But the characters, in order to work out what they're in, carry with them some token or marker of reality. So it tells them whether they are in fact in a dream or not. So for one character, it's a loaded die that will only ever throw six in the real world. For DiCaprio, his character is a spinning, his marker thing is a spinning top, and it won't stop spinning when he's in a dream. And it's a dramatic device that leaves us with some questions.
Yeah, well, it sounds pretty fascinating, but I guess it's a sort of film that brings up deep philosophical questions about truth and reality and how can you know anything. Is that the sort of thing you came away with?
Yeah, it kind of is. It sits within the tradition of films like The Matrix or Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind or even Being John Malkovich, if you've seen any of those.
Yeah, all films about going sort of into an alternative reality.
That's right, into someone else's mind or some other simulated reality. In a way, you could say this film also poses questions for us. It's playing with the idea of what is reality and what is illusion. What can we trust? Can we believe in anything? How can we know anything for sure? That type of thing. And the implication is, at least on one level, that our grasp of reality might actually be a bit fragile. Now, I know that, like with The Matrix, all sorts of people of various philosophical and religious persuasions were claiming the messages of the film for themselves. You know, we might get a bit of that with this one, I suspect.
What kind of things are people claiming?
Well, you know, perhaps someone who believes in the Buddhist notion that much of what we think of as important is merely an illusion, and we need to work towards an understanding of that so as to avoid suffering. You know, you're actually an illusion, and so are the things you've attached yourself to. There could be a bit of that in the film, or perhaps a critique of the idea that we can ever trust our faculties to give us a clear picture of reality.
It's always pretty hard to live out that kind of philosophy that, you know, I don't know if I'm in a dream or reality. Is my whole life an illusion?
Yeah, it's a good sort of philosophical discussion, but I don't think anyone lives like that. And there was a fascinating scene where DiCaprio was led into a cellar and there was a whole room full of sleeping men who were hooked up to a dream machine. And DiCaprio says, you know, these guys come here every day to sleep. And the response from the person he's with is, no, they come here to be woken up. The dream has become their reality. And this is a bit what, like, DiCaprio's character's life has become. He escapes, he seeks escape in this dream. The film seems to suggest that escape, in whatever form that might take, is no solution, ultimately. The dream, in this sense, can be a kind of prison. And certainly it's become that for Cobb, the main character, as he begins to realise that this as the story progresses, that reality is better even if it's harder.
Okay, so the dream's not the answer. Is that the sort of thing that you found really appealing about the film?
Yeah, there were lots of things I found appealing, but that was one of them. One reviewer talked about the fact that the film, like The Matrix, strikes a chord with modern viewers, and she thought it was because of this. We live in a culture that's sort of proudly thrown off religion and superstition and loves to sort of think of itself as very rational. And this sort of belief in a naturalistic closed universe is quite widespread. But she was suggesting that for a lot of people it's hard to lose the hunch that there's more to reality than what we can see and touch. And that's why films like this are becoming very appealing to people. We relate to these stories and the characters who plumb the sense that there's more than we can see and touch and smell. And in a way, it reminded me that Christianity affirms what we can see and touch as God's good creation, reality, if you like. And it calls us to live into that reality and not to try and escape it. But it also speaks of an even greater reality that sits behind that reality.
Yeah, so how do you think Christianity presents that idea of the reality behind this world?
Yeah, well, Jesus spoke of God's kingdom breaking into the world, establishing power over the rules of the world and even over death. God's kingdom is established even now, even if it's not fully consummated, so that even when it looks like God is not in control, or maybe God's left the building, even times when we fear we can't trust him, the Bible will be reminding us that there is a greater reality behind this, that we can trust the God who the prophet Isaiah says stretches out the heavens like a canopy and who brings out the stars and calls them by name, that he remains in control. Cobb, the main character, says that his life is immersed in a dream state. And at that point, he lost sight of what was real. The Bible's calling us back to a vision of a true and fabulous reality, of a God who loves us and has not only provided this great creation, but he offers the hope of a new creation where there'll be no more death and mourning or crying or pain.
Well, I guess a trip to the movies can become something of a kind of spiritual reality check. We'll look forward to your company next time.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.